Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dating Talk with matchmaker and dating coach Kiki Strickland. Single ladies, for advice on dating and relationships, join us here every Saturday. And check out KikiStrickland.com for products and services for the single who wants to be married. And now, here's Kiki.
Hello, this is Kiki Strickland, the married in 2 years or less dating coach, working with single women that want to be married within the next couple of years. My program is called Married in 2 years or Less because I do not believe that it takes forever to find the right fit for you. Once you decide to get serious about settling down, finding the right man, getting married, I don't think it should take forever. And I also don't believe in dating someone for more than 2 years if it's not heading towards engagement and marriage. So you can find out more about my program, Married in 2 years or Less, and more about me at my website, KikiStrickland.com, K-I-K-I, Strickland.com. Some of you might have seen the article in Ebony about me, and you can find a link to that article also on my website. Today, we are talking about tapping into your femininity. I did an event at Lord & Taylor in Friendship Heights, Chevy Chase area this month. It's still February, and it's the love month. Valentine's Day, we did a pre-Valentine's Day event at Lord & Taylor Friendship Heights. It was awesome. Great turnout. We had refreshments and a little fashion show for the ladies. And it was great. And I meant to come earlier and do a show on it. Sorry that it took so long, but that's okay because you're here now. And my portion was on tapping into your femininity to meet your Mr. Right or to keep your Mr. Right. We had other speakers that day. We had Dr. Diane Kern, and she talked about self-confidence and self-esteem. And we had a cosmetology expert who did a makeover on me, of all people. And we also had the personal stylist, personal shopper for Lord & Taylor, Patrice, who was awesome. She did the fashion show with one of my clients, actually had volunteered. And she was phenomenal. All of the choices that she picked out, there were different things that I probably never would have thought to put together. But that's why you need a professional. Ladies, even if you are pretty good at, as they call it, cleaning yourself up and making yourself look pretty, you still can use the help of a professional like Patrice at Lord & Taylor. It is her job to put outfits together for her clients that will make them look their best. And since she's a professional, she tries different things. She knows what works, what colors will work on certain body type and skin tone. So it's all free. So definitely make an appointment with Patrice at Lord & Taylor and let her style you and just see if you like some of the choices that she picks out for you. You don't have to buy them, but if you do want to buy them, then great. You have it for your wardrobe and you know how to put together a different look, something that you might not have picked out for yourself. Yes. All right, so I'm going to be talking today. What I shared at the event was 5 issues that come up when I work with my clients about femininity and becoming more feminine. So I'm going to share those things here. And then I'm also probably going to have a part 2 because I have a lot to cover. I'm even thinking of turning all of this info into my next ebook. So stay tuned for another ebook coming out this year for me. I already have 4 on Amazon Kindle, so please look those up. Kiki Strickland, 4 different titles on Amazon. They're very reasonable in price. I think 2 are like under $1, 99 cents or so, and then 2 are under $3. So check those out. If you give me a review and let me know then I will send you a free podcast of mine just for going ahead and giving a review for me. So check that out at Amazon Kindle. And like I said, I'm getting ready to make Tapping Into Your Femininity an ebook because there's so much to cover, and I want to start out with 5 issues that come up. How do you feel about your femininity? Do you feel feminine? When do you feel most feminine? And I'm going to go into that in a few minutes, but let's go over the 5 issues that come up surrounding femininity. And this is just based on conversations that I've had with my clients, dealing with different people who are not my clients that come to me for advice. Here's what I hear and here's what I see from different ladies. The first issue that I see with some of you out there is you don't really care about how you look. You feel like you are who you are. He'll have to just take you as you are. You get what you see. Why should I have to do anything extra in order to catch a man or in order to attract a man? If I want to wear sweats and T-shirts every day, I should be able to. If I don't want to wear makeup or comb my hair a certain way, then I won't. You get what you see with me, and I don't really care if people like it or not. It's kind of like going on an interview and not wearing a suit. And some of you out there who have even said this to me would never go on an interview. If you're trying to get a job, you would never show up unprepared and looking like you just ran a marathon or you just rolled out of bed. You would actually take care with your appearance. You would probably get a nice new crisp suit to make sure you look like a power woman. And you would definitely get your hair done, get your nails done, make sure you didn't look dead in the face. So you might add a little bit of color, maybe some rouge to your cheeks, blush, I know they call it that these days. Maybe a little bit of lipstick or something so that your lips won't be cracked and chapped and looking all gross. But you would take care with your appearance, wouldn't you? I hope so, if you wanted to get the job. So let me put it this way. When you are single and you are looking for your Mr. Right, and even if you aren't actively looking, maybe you are one of the types that say, hey, I shouldn't have to look. It'll just happen naturally, just as I go about my life. Somehow, some way, there's going to be a man that's going to be interested in me, ask me out on a date, and ask me to be his wife. Yes, it could happen that way. But I teach being a little bit more proactive. And while I don't teach pursuing a guy or being really aggressive, and we'll talk about that, I definitely believe you should be ready, you should be prepared, and you should be getting out and about and being friendly. So having said that, you should look great while you are out and about. You should look feminine, and you should care how you look at all times. I had a speaker, and this was a male, during my DC Dating Summit this year, and he talked about marketing and how every time you step out of your door, you are marketing something about yourself, whether you want to or not. People see you and they make different decisions, opinions based on what they see about you. So every time you step out the door, you're marketing yourself. And what is your marketing saying? That you don't care about how you look? That you don't take pride in your appearance? Is it saying that you really have let yourself go? Hopefully not. So that's just the first one, not caring about how she looks. That's one of the things I see when it comes down to femininity. And I want to say, you know, when you make changes, and you can make changes at any time, you might have looked like a bum for all of your life. You might have been a tomboy and worn jeans and T-shirts or jeans and sweaters all of your life and never, ever put on a skirt. You can change that at any time, and you can start to look more feminine whenever you want to. I told the story of when I was in college, and I had a best friend, a best guy friend, and I had this this girlfriend that I would eat lunch with in the cafeteria at Howard. And she was a senior, I believe, and I was a freshman. And my guy friend was a freshman as well, but he was older. He had gone into the Army. He was in Desert Storm or Desert Shield, whichever it was then. So he was the same age as the seniors. And they didn't know each other. I was friends with both of them, but they had never met. So I introduced them one day in the cafeteria, and I didn't know that when I wasn't around, they would eat together in the cafeteria. Well, it just so happened that the girlfriend decided that she liked the guy friend of mine. And one day she came to the cafeteria looking totally different than she always did. I didn't even know how her hair looked because she always had on a hat when I saw her. She didn't wear any makeup. And she just kind of wore, what do you call it, nondescript clothing. They really didn't jump out at you in any way. I couldn't even remember what style of clothing she wore. It just wasn't memorable. Well, one day, after she had decided that she was interested in my guy friend, she came to dinner looking totally different. In fact, I had to do a double take. Is that really her? And I remember he made this, and I was like, You know how guys, when you're looking good and a guy is appreciating how you're looking, they make these noises, and I must say that he made a very appreciative noise. I realized that she was trying to get him, and you know what? She did. They have been married for over 20 years now, 3 children, and it worked out well for them. And that was actually the first setup that I ever did. I introduced the two of them. I didn't know that they would like each other, but all's well that ends well. But I just brought that up because she made some changes on her appearance, and it worked. He liked her as a person. He was already friends with her, but he didn't know that she was actually attractive and pretty, and I didn't either. Until then, she put on a skirt and this really pretty feminine blouse. She got her hair done. She had a little bit of makeup on, and she had on some heels. So it looked like a totally different woman. It looked like a woman. I will say before that, she really didn't look like a female. She just looked like a student. You couldn't even tell whether she was male or female, really. But she decided to step up her game, as they say. It worked. They started dating right after that, and they're still married. So, as I said, you can change at any time and become more feminine. If it hasn't up until now been something that came natural to you, you can work with someone like myself or a stylist like Patrice to learn how to become more feminine. What do you need to do? Learn how to walk in heels. I remember there was a time, and this was way back when America's Next Top Model first came out, and you know how Tyra would show little ladies on the show how to walk. I started practicing my walk because even though I wasn't trying to become a model or anything, I did want to make sure that I wasn't stalking around campus. I wanted to have a more feminine sway to my walk. And I remembered a classmate of mine from junior high who I thought just had the cutest walk. Her shoulders kind of moved in this girlish way. And so I tried to copy that. And I decided, you know, on what walk I like best for me. And that is the walk that I currently use. You can practice these things. You can change your walk. You can work on how you sit. I know sometimes I get questions about how to get into a certain type of car in a more feminine way. And these are all the kind of things that you need to practice to work on your femininity. The second one is thinking that somehow trying to be more feminine is demeaning or degrading to the feminist movement. And it's not. We have made lots of strides in our careers. We are in combat now. I mean, pretty much anything a man can do, we are also able to do. But that does not mean that we are not still women. You can still celebrate being a woman and still do everything that a man can do. You just don't have to act and look like a man to do it. Not all the time, at least. even those of you who are in the Army and Navy and Marines, when you're not doing your duty as a soldier, you are still a woman. And, you know, I have one client who is in the Army. She's pretty high up, too. But she loves to put on her eyelashes and get made up. And she's a girly girl when she is not not in her role as a, I'm not sure what her title is, but when she's not working, she's all woman. I'll just say that. She's all woman. And there was a show, Black Love. I loved that show this past season on FYI. And one of the ladies did reveal that she had been in the Army, I believe, and had even been in combat. And you would have never known it to look at her. She was so pretty and feminine and soft. You can do both, ladies. You can be the hardest, best, most effective soldier in the Army or Navy or Marines or whatever, Air Force, and still look and act like a woman, still be feminine. She was a great example, I think. All right, and you're not setting women back by trying to look and be more feminine. No, it's not demeaning. It's not unfeminist. It's not going back to the 50s by learning how to cook. And I'll talk about that at a later date because I do believe, especially if you want to be a wife and a mother, you should know how to make a meal. Your children are going to be looking to you and the dad to feed them. I'll never forget that Sex and the City episode. You know that Carrie did not know how to cook at all. She even didn't use her stove, and her sweaters were kept in her stove. And, you know, it was cute and funny for a show. But in real life, I mean, you should know how to use your oven. And you should know how to cook a meal for your man. Now, most days, guys know how to cook, too, and that's a wonderful thing. I love when my man cooks for me. But on an everyday basis, he's looking to me for what's for dinner. And I'm okay with that. It's also okay if you guys set up some other arrangement or if both of you are too busy, you hire a chef if you have the money to do that. That's fine. But you should still know how to cook something. What about when Thanksgiving comes? Don't you want to take a meal to your in-laws or your family's house? You should be able to cook something. But we'll talk about that also at a later date. I just want to get the point across that no matter what your career is, because I know some of you are PhDs and you're MDs and you do have a very demanding job. You're an attorney, whatever it is that you do, you might have a lot of different pulls on your time, and you might not have time to cook every day. That's okay. But on a Saturday or Sunday, please make one meal, even if it's just for yourself. You don't have a man now, that's okay. But learn how to make something that you like and that tastes good. It will help you for when you have children later and you have to feed them. All right, number three. That was number two, thinking that trying to be more feminine is somehow demeaning or degrading or against the feminist movement. Number three is not evaluating what has worked image-wise for you. Now, when I meet with my clients, we do an image assessment. And during the image assessment, I'm trying to find out when they have felt most feminine. When have guys been most attracted to you? Were you wearing something specific? Did you have your hair a certain way? A lot of times women tell me, when I wore my hair this way, I got more attention from guys. One of my clients who is Indian, from India, her parents are from India, and we met, we talked a little bit. She was telling me during our image assessment that her hair is naturally wavy, but she has noticed when, for special occasions, because that's the only time that she was doing it, when she gets her hair blown out, a blowout, that's when the guys were like going crazy over her. And guys would just come up and ask for her number or give her their business card or try to ask her out. So when I said, how often do you wear your hair blown out? She said it was for special occasions. So we decided you might want to wear your hair that way more often, like when you're going out and about to try to mingle, when you're going out on a Friday night, and you all should be going out on Friday or Saturday nights to mix and mingle and meet singles. Blow your hair out if that's what's working. So it's the small things like that that women have not paid attention to. I know another woman told me she had not received as much attention from men after she cut her hair really short. All right, so maybe the way that you had your hair before you cut it was working for you and drew more men to you. Grow it back then. Get a wig that is that length again then. Do something to bring that attention back. Pay attention to what has worked and then keep it working. Don't make drastic changes. If you have tried the change and it didn't work, change it back. But the main thing is to evaluate. Some of you haven't even thought about when you got the most attention from men or when, don't remember how I said guys make those noises? You walked by and you heard, or their eyes just got a little bit bigger because they were attracted to you. They liked what they saw. I'm going to tell you, and this should be pretty common knowledge, basic common sense. When you are wearing a dress or a skirt and your legs are showing, men will look. They do not have our legs. They want to see what they don't have. So you put on a skirt or some shorts, and you're probably going to get more attention than you would have with the pants. I always tell my clients, if you're going out on a date, wear a skirt or a dress. It doesn't have to be a red carpet dress. It can just be a simple dress, but a dress, something feminine. And even if you have to go out on a date after work, you don't want to wear your work clothes. And that's actually number four, not separating work clothes from date clothes. I talk about this all the time, having a dating budget, setting aside money for your search for Mr. Right, for dating. Have clothes that are just for dating. These should not be the clothes you wear to work. I would not wear my date clothes to work. Your date clothes should be a little bit more feminine, flirty, fun. If you have something and you put it on, you go, this might be a little scandalous for work. That means that's for a date, not for work. You don't have to throw it out. You just use it for dates. And I'm not talking, and those of you who know me know I'm not talking about anything that's too revealing or too tight. I believe in being feminine and flirty, but not floozy. You don't want to be getting the wrong type of attention. So nothing too revealing or too sexy, but a little sexy is okay. I have some clothes now that I wear for my dates with my husband, and it might be a little bit more revealing just for him, not for the general public. But it's not what I would wear to church, let's just say that, or to the job. All right, and then I'm running out of time, so let me at least get to number five. Number five, which really is the most important, because some of you do have the girly thing going on. You look feminine, you look pretty, but you have a masculine energy. Your attitude is more manly than feminine. So I definitely want to talk next time about the masculine and feminine energy. Basically, feminine energy, being more feminine in energy is how you talk, your movements, your mannerisms, your speech, your tone. Our inner beauty, we want to shine through. We want to be sweet, kind, and considerate, and giving, and happy, and joyful. That's more of a feminine energy. Men have to be a little bit more aggressive, bossy, controlling. And some of us, remember I mentioned those careers that we have now, sometimes your career demands that you be masculine in your energy for work, but you don't want to take that over into your relationships with men. You don't want to be giving off that masculine energy on a date. And I just gave that this example with one of my clients this weekend. We were talking about It's Just Lunch because she was telling me that they're being sued and there's a class action lawsuit that just, I think they just settled it. Yes, yeah, $64 million settlement. And I told her, you know, I was out at a restaurant once, and when I was waiting to talk to the hostess, this man and this woman came up to the hostess and said that they were from It's Just Lunch. And she said, oh, yes, right this way. And so she was seating them, and I heard the woman say, can we sit over there? And she pointed to a totally different section. And I saw the man's face. And it was just like, okay, this is another controlling woman. And when you are operating in a masculine energy, you take control, you dominate, you are usually in charge, and we just don't want to come off that way when we're just getting to know a guy that is trying to date us. The feminine energy is more, yes, submissive. Submissive is not a bad word. It just means let him choose where you're sitting. The hostess had already chosen where they were going to sit, and she was leading them there, and he was going. But then the woman decided, I don't want to sit there. I want to sit over here. Not that there's anything wrong with where you want to sit per se, but it's how you do things. It would have been better for her ask him, you know, do you mind if we sit over there? And then if he said, sure, I don't mind, then let the hostess seat you over there. You don't want to be taking control on a date and dominating the conversation. You just want to be more relaxed, more in your feminine energy, giving off smiles and a pleasant demeanor. And some of you are saying, well, that's not me. I am a little bossy, and he's just going to have to deal with that. And, you know, he's not going to want to have to deal with that, and he's probably not going to deal with that. He's going to find someone who's nicer and sweeter and who allows him to be the man. And that's what you should start doing. Allow the men to be the men. Let them take charge. I'm going to talk more about that because this is a big thing. You want to leave the boss mode, the supervisor mode, take charge persona at work. Don't take it out with you when you leave there. So this is what we'll talk about more next time. And I'm also going to ask you some of the questions that I ask on my image assessment with my clients. Hopefully this will be helpful to you in getting your Mr. Right. Maybe you've been going out on first dates and not getting second dates and you didn't realize it's because the way you're coming off, and you're not coming off feminine, you're coming off masculine, and men don't want another masculine. They're already the masculine. They want the opposite of them, which is the feminine. So this is something that we're going to work on. I'm going to help you. And my book is going to come out when I finish it. But in the meantime, come back for part two of tapping into your femininity to meet and keep Mr. Right. Come back. I think I'll do it next week. If I don't have time next week, it'll be the week after. But stay tuned. And in the meantime, happy dating. I'm Kiki Strickland from KikiStrickland.com. See you soon.
We hope you have enjoyed Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Join us next week, same time, same place, and please tell a friend. Visit www.kikistrickland.com for show topics and more information about the matchmaker and dating coach. God bless.